are the biggest thing that you have to do that you don't, it's plaguing you? Will you write that down on your paper? What's the biggest thing you have to do? The most time-consuming? Linda, I bet you're just swamped, having just come back and then come back from California, too. You must have a list. All right, just think of the thing that's the tops, okay? Are you going to put it on that list? And after you have it on that list, I want you to fold, and any other ones you want to just jot down that are going to plague you during the service, and you're going to be thinking about those things instead of praising God or listening to Pastor Kevin, right? Okay, fold that list and say, God, I'm going to leave this until after church is over.
I'm going to leave this until after church is over.
Amen. God wants us to be doers, right? But in the psalm today, Psalm 113, he gives us a to-do list. And his to-do list is better than ours. And we will be more fulfilled doing his list than getting ours done. And if we do his and do his first, then ours seems to come together faster and easier. I have proved that over and over and over and over in my life. Is that true, Pastor Kev? Amen. God wants us to serve him. But if we serve him and if we say we're Christians, he wants something more. He wants our praise.
That's right.
And that's what this psalm is all about. It's about praising him and how he's a blessing and how he's bigger and better than anything, and he's totally worthy of our praise. So the psalm says, hallelujah. And that's halal. Hallelujah. And it means to praise, and it means praise in the goofiest ways you'd ever imagine. It means to really get excited, to raise our hands, to spin around, to be foolish and clamorous even. You who serve God, praise God. Again, halal. In the King James, it says praise, halal, three times in a row. Whenever God is really emphasizing something in the word, you know that the word that he has chosen to use, he repeats, not just once, but he really wants us to get it. It says that God is a blessing, and it tells how long God's a blessing. Now, he was, he is, and he shall be. He's a blessing always. Amen. And he wants us to praise God. Not just for a few minutes a day. He wants us to be in a state of praise.
Yes.
From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same.
Amen.
Amen. So these are our to-do lists. And this comes before that one that's folded. Amen. And then it says who he is. That he's higher than anything or anyone. And he is totally worthy of praise. Let's stand and let's say it from the message together because it really conveys the meaning. Let's get excited about our God.
Amen.
Let's lift him up in praise this morning. Hallelujah. You who serve God, praise God. Just to speak his name is praise. Just to remember, God is a blessing. Now
and
tomorrow and always, from the east to the west, from dawn to dusk, keep lifting all your praises to God. God is higher than anything and anyone, outshining everything you can see in the skies. Glory, hallelujah, come on, let's praise him.